And now, an invitation to hear a conversation that's never been heard before since the words were actually spoken. The National Archives has released a recording that fills in some of the gaps on a historic day for this nation, November 22nd, 1963. These are sound bites that had been previously edited out of a recording made on Air Force One as it carried President John F. Kennedy's body from Dallas to Washington, escorted by new President Lyndon B. Johnson, who had just been sworn in moments before at Love Field Airport in Dallas. The tape also includes transmissions between the White House Situation Room and another plane headed for Tokyo, carrying Secretary of State Dean Rusk and other cabinet members on board. Again, something that hasn't been heard since it was spoken.
We start somewhere over the Pacific when the Situation Room at the White House first relays a news report of the shooting in Dallas to the plane carrying Rusk and his party to the Far East. The plane's code name is Wayside.
Wayside, this is Situation Room. I read from the AP bulletin, Kennedy apparently shot in head. He fell face down in back seat of his car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, "Oh no," and tried to hold up his head.
Connelly, even with few details, the immediate call is to turn this plane around, and you can hear the uncertainty about what to do next. Plan A was to land at Dallas, but the State Department has other ideas. Listen closely.
Airman Gilmer, this is Murray Jackson again at the State Department.
Yes, sir.
The message I just gave you about Mr. Ball wanting the secretary and all the passengers of the plane to return directly to Washington has now been reconfirmed by McGeorge Bundy.
Wayside then heads back to the Capitol. There are repeated questions about its estimated time of arrival at Andrews Air Force Base, but the plane is still in the air when everything changes.
This is Situation Room, relay following to Wayside. We have report quoting Mr. Kilduff in Dallas that the president is dead.
This newly released tape includes 42 minutes edited out of the original public version, and it answers questions that still exist about that day, including the whereabouts of Air Force Chief of Staff General Curtis LeMay, a member of the Joint Chiefs, and a frequent adversary of Kennedy's. Here's LeMay's aide, Colonel Dorman.
General LeMay is in a C-140. Last three numbers are 497.
LeMay's movements on the day of the assassination have always been a mystery, but this new audio reveals LeMay was airborne as JFK's body was being flown back to Washington. But perhaps the most revealing moment is this exchange between Lyndon B. Johnson, codename Volunteer, and his wife, Lady Bird, with JFK's mother, Rose Kennedy.
AF1 from Crown, and Mrs. Kennedy on. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy. Hello, Mrs. Kennedy. We're talking from the airplane. Can you hear us all right? Over.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, I wish to God there was something that I could do, and I wanted to tell you that we were greeting with you.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's hard to hear, but there is the voice of Rose Kennedy thanking LBJ and Lady Bird for their condolences on the day her son, the president, was killed. We've got the Robb Collection to thank for all these new recordings after one of its agents in Pennsylvania bought at auction a box of personal effects from the estate of General Chester Clifton, who was JFK's military aide.
So, will it put to rest the conspiracy theories? Probably not, but it does provide new information about a day that the country and the world will never forget. The day ended with the body of the fallen president back in Washington, D.C., and a reminder of a promise from the new president. "I will do my best," Johnson said on that day. "That is all I can do. I ask for your help and God's."
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.